Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with me, I have Donald Gilbert, PhD. Donald began his career as an ordained minister. He is passionate about helping others and gifted in serving and teaching. In 2002, he had the opportunity to begin a New Life Clinic in Iowa and New Life Counseling, Coaching, and Consulting was born. After 33,000 hours of face-to-face counseling, he expanded his professional expertise by becoming certified through the John Maxwell team. New Life is the process of extending its reach through leadership training and professional growth in the spheres of both church and business. Donald offers workshops, seminars, mastermind groups, lunch and learns, keynote speaking, and coaching, aiding your personal and professional growth through study and practical application of John's proven leadership methods. Donald, thank you so much for being with us today. It's just a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you, Vicki. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited about talking and sharing with you and answering questions, and this is a great time.
Fantastic. Well, I think it would be great if you could share a little bit about what your vision is and how you came to really discover your passion and purpose in life.
Well, it's been a long process. I like to tell people it's been over a period of probably 30 years at this point, since I'm approaching a little bit older age. Back in my 20s, I was really passionate about people, went into the ministry, and as I began to experience what that was like, I began to see that, speaking from a group is one thing, but also getting into a person's life and getting to know that person one-on-one and doing some personal coaching was really much more effective. And so as I began to look at where I was and where I would like to go, I realized there was a lot of learning, a lot of training, a lot of things that I needed to do to be able to prepare for that. So it's just been a real process of recognizing not only my passion, but also understanding where what I would say are my gifts or my experience and skills would lead me into a specific, maybe a more niche market or being able to help people on a much more personal level. And so I've been able to do that, and then out of the outgrowth of that, I've come full circle to say, well, okay, now that I've done that and I have a lot more expertise, a lot more I think that I can offer people, I really enjoy the speaking that kind of goes along with the outgrowth of the personal experience with people one-on-one so many years and so many hours. So it's just come full circle for me and being passionate about being able to teach people, mentor people, coach people, encourage and motivate people to discover their passions as I did and to get to the place where, as I say, discover them, develop them so you can disseminate them.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about the challenges that might have come up during this journey for you to progress from basically being an ordained minister to evolve into a phenomenal consultant and coach that is really helping people turn their lives around.
Yeah, there's there was a lot of different things. I look back at my life, and that first 30 years was really more about changing the way I think about myself and beginning to understand who I really was. I think that was the first obstacle, to really get to know myself at a deeper level, to be encouraged by a variety of what I would term mentors in my life, people who have spoken encouragement and truth into my life. And that was the first obstacle that actually began to change my thinking about myself. I grew up thinking that I was stupid. I actually performed adequately to what I thought of myself. And it took a while for me to really begin to change my thinking and recognize, well, you know, I really can learn, so I'm really not stupid. And that was the first really major obstacle, was really have a different view of myself. I find that, that's true of a lot of people when we get into the place where we really don't know where we're going. We don't have really confidence in who we are. I think the second one was I had to come to the place where I had to realize that I had to go back to school and get a better training. Once I began to think that I could learn, I had to go back and actually do the learning. And so the obstacle there was just spending 6.5, 7 years of my life with my wonderful wife's backing and support, encouragement. We had 4 little kids at the time, and I was working a full-time job, going to school full-time, and 6.5 years was a long time, but it was just an investment into my life. And then from that, you know, I had a series of some major health issues. So when I was 40 years old, 2 years after I got my PhD, I broke my neck. And that was an obstacle of coming through that whole physical process, but that was really, more of a challenge to say, okay, you've gone through this stage and gone through the second stage, and now there's another obstacle. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to stop, or are you going to continue to grow? Or are you going to work through that? And so, you know, I tell people my 40 to 50 was just a re-evolution of reinventing who I am and where I'm going and deciding, you know what, this is an obstacle, but I can get through this. And so now it's come full circle because I have a successful practice, I have a successful business, and now it's about mentoring, giving back to people, encouraging people who are younger, who are still stuck in maybe that, you know, I don't know who I am and what I can do. What's my real passion of life? And, you know, just encouraging them, say, you know, I've been through a lot of different things. If I can do it, so can you.
So tell me, what were the real values that you learned from this process of moving through all these different aspects of your life?
Well, I had to learn perseverance, for one. You know, if you don't persevere, you never really succeed. I had also learned that failure was not a problem, that failure was really about learning. And so what I've come up with in my life is the recognition that it's the process. That's the process and the journey of learning from your failures. Dr. John Maxwell wrote a book some time ago called Failing Forward. So one of the concepts that I learned from that was looking at my life and saying, well, failure is not the end. Failure is just simply a stepping stone of learning to be successful. Everybody who failed has succeeded if they learn from it. You only really fail if you stop learning. So I think that was one of the obstacles that I had to go through, and that was one of the lessons I learned. I think the other thing is that I, in that process of when I broke my neck, and, you know, there was some time where I pretty much had to rely upon those around me, you know, it was about recognizing that not allowing others to help you and not asking for help, you can't do this journey alone, that really it is about building community. It's about helping others. It's about giving back. And that when I actually allowed some people in my life to give to me, I remember one guy who told me, said, I want to help you, but I need you to tell me what you need. And in my pride, I said, well, you know, I can't do that. And then he said to me, and the words that I still remember that really helped me through that was, he said, but if you don't allow me to help you, then you rob me of a blessing. And so one of the things I learned in that process was, you know, there are people out there who are willing to help others, and if we say no or we don't ask for help when we really truly need it, then we are robbing them of a blessing of helping. And so it's just a really powerful truth in my life that I've just learned these principles, and I learned to try to live by them as I've lived by them, blessings and there's just been so many things that have come my way because of that.
That is so beautiful, really, really beautiful. So from all of that that you've learned, if there was a piece of advice that you could give others, what would that be?
I think one of the first things that I would tell people is don't just do nothing. Someone once said that you can't steer a parked car. So you've got to start moving in a direction. So the first thing I would tell people is do something, figure out a direction, take a step, ask someone who maybe has been there, who's willing to give you some encouragement, some mentoring, find a mentor, ask somebody to help you in that process. But the first thing is a want is simply a wish without action. You have to take a step in some direction. Otherwise, you will never steer anywhere. You will just sit still.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's so important. Sometimes we're so reluctant to ask for help or depend on one another for the things we need. And really, that's what it's all about.
It is.
So tell me about your background as a minister and how that has contributed to all the lessons learned and moving forward now into this really a coaching paradigm for people that you're helping.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that I learned as a pastor was that everybody has a story. And trying to invest yourself as an individual to seek to understand that person, to look at life, their life from their perspective, to understand where they're coming from and understand who they are. Someone once said, seek first to understand before you seek to be understood. And so the first thing that I learned was really to seek to understand and know others, because you never know what their story is until you ask. And there's so many stories, there's so many people that have so many rich things in their life that you can learn from. So that was the first thing, I think, that came from that. I think the second was when things take place in your life that you don't have control over, like a pure accident when I was 40 when I broke my neck, a pure accident. It was nobody's fault. I think what I learned in before that was to be able not to ask, why did this happen to me? Because what I have found is that asking why questions when you don't have answers leaves you stuck. So I started learning to ask, okay, what can I learn from this? What is it that I need to learn? How can I grow from this? And I think those two concepts really have helped me in terms of coaching and helping people both in counseling and coaching, is to be able to ask them those questions and get them to start asking themselves those same kind of questions. And seek first to understand somebody before, because everybody's got a story. We can all learn from each other's story. And second is don't just ask why things happen, but ask what can you learn from them and what does this lesson teach me that I can take this lesson and move forward and be more successful.
Oh, that's so beautiful, really beautiful. So if you were to share some words of wisdom with others about how they would be able to not only get to their vision, but be able to define their vision. How have you learned as you progress through all these different arenas of success and move through how they would be able to do that, starting out perhaps?
Well, I think, again, it goes back to what are you, what vision do you have, or do you have a goal? Do you have a goal in mind or a vision in mind? You know, one of the key things I say, if you are moving in some direction, you have to at least have some goal in mind. It may not be where you end up. You may even change those goals as you go through the process. But the first thing is, what's your vision of where you want to be? Here's where you're at. Here's point A. Where is point X or Z or Y? Where is it that you want to end up? It doesn't mean that's where you're going to end up, but you have to have some vision, some idea. I think somewhere in the Bible it says that people perish without a vision. So what's your vision? So that's the first question. I had a vision back when I was 30, and I am still working and accomplishing the vision that was set before me that I set out when someone challenged me, write out 150 things that you would like to accomplish before your ex, 50 years of age, for instance, when I was 30. So what's 150 things that you want to do? And I think there was a movie called The Bucket List that kind of used that same philosophy or the same question. So the first step is, where do you want to end up? And the second step is, where are you now? And what is one thing that you can do to move you in that direction? And then simply to say, start reading books, start asking people who have actually done what you want to do, and start interviewing people who've been successful. One of the first things that I learned was talk to people who have actually done it. Talk to successful people and ask them, how did they get started? One of the things that I recognize in people who have been successful, when you ask those questions, most people that I have asked invariably is more than glad to sit down and give you some of their time to say, here's what I've learned, here's how I started, here's how I would suggest you go about this. So it's just recognizing that if you want to have something, you have to have a vision. The second thing is you have to go through that process of preparing yourself, which is typically learning. It's talking to other people who've been there, what have they done, getting a mentor to help you, hold you accountable to move you in that direction. Those would be the things that I would tell people where to start.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So time has just flown with you. If you could share any parting words that you might have with people that are on the voyage to their vision and maybe are struggling or challenged and having trouble moving forward.
Yeah, I think oftentimes we look at the obstacles and the things that we have struggled with rather than looking at our strengths. I think the first thing that I would tell people is, what are your strengths? I remember way back in 1979, I heard Dr. John Maxwell speak maybe for the first time, and I remember him saying something that really stuck with me, and it's kind of what got me started. And he said, you can't live if you are surviving. And he said, take the first, what are the top five strengths? What are your strengths right now? What are the top five? Name them. Write them down. One of the things that I have learned that if you want to encapsulize a vision, write it down. If you want to take captive a thought, write it down. So he said, write down the top five strengths that you have. Look at those top five strengths and say, what are you doing with them? What would you like to do with them? And write down three things that you can do today that can start you to developing those strengths. So it's actually writing something down. When are you going to do it? Name the date, name the time. Who are you going to tell that you're going to do it? And when will you start?
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. Really, such great, great advice. You have shared so much great wisdom with us today, and I know it's just the tip of the iceberg. So is there somewhere where our listeners could possibly contact you, a website where they could connect?
Actually, I have a website. I'm working on a second website, but the first website that I have that's up and running is called newlife-counseling.com. That's newlife-counseling.com, and it has all my contact information, has all that stuff that they can get a hold of me. They can email me from there. They can call me from there. It shows me where my offices are, all those kinds of things that makes it easy for people to contact me.
Fantastic. Donald, thank you so much for being here and sharing so generously of information and, again, the great wisdom that you share. And I would like to congratulate you on the great contribution you're making to the world, and also thank you for the contribution you're making to our book, soon to be released, The Voyage to Your Vision. So we're just so pleased to have access to all of this great information that you were willing to share.
Well, thank you, Vicki, and I'm excited, and it's just a way of giving back. I think as I've grown older, I've recognized that, you got to pay it forward. Somebody's helped me. It's just part of my DNA, I suppose, to say I need to help others. And if I can help someone and encourage someone to become all that they can be, if I can borrow that line, then it's worth it. It gives me a sense of satisfaction and know that I've fulfilled some purpose in life.
No question. And you are fulfilling such a magnificent purpose in life. And the beauty of what you're saying here is that we all have a purpose in life that no one else can substitute their uniqueness for what we have to contribute. We have to be individual in being able to do that. And the fact that you're helping people to do that fully, again, I thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure and it's a privilege.
Now, Donald, if you could give your website one more time to just make sure everyone was able to capture a way to connect with you.
It's New Life, N-E-W-L-I-F-E, all one word, newlife-counseling.com.
Thank you so much, Donald.
Thank you, Vicki.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And until next week, everyone have a great one.